Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
You are getting very sleepy. How many of you are picturing the watch, right, Andrea, going back and forth? And a lot of people think this is what hypnosis is all about. Well, we've got the fantastic hypnotist Mark David Kroll with us. He's going to talk to us about hypnosis and about being a stage hypnotist, which is pretty darn cool. Hello, Mark. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Mark, what is hypnosis?
Hypnosis, essentially, is focusing your attention, and when it's used therapeutically or otherwise, it's allowing the subconscious mind to take over for the conscious mind and putting suggestions directly into the subconscious mind while the conscious mind goes off and does something else.
Well, that's interesting. Andrea, have you had experience with this?
You know what, I think maybe once, but I heard great things about it. You know, what I'm curious about is, you know, does it work for everybody? Because I'm not sure. I guess I always thought I'm not someone who can get hypnotized, but I'm wondering if that's kind of my own mind saying, oh, you know, I'm such a control freak. I don't want to be able to get hypnotized. But is it something that can everybody get hit? Are you able to hypnotize pretty much anyone?
Well, here's the big secret, ladies, and lay it out there bare. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So when you go into trance, as a natural state, if you're going through your day, you have a daydream, or you're driving along and you miss your exit because you're deep in thought, those are all times when, or you're startled while reading a book, someone walks in the room, you don't hear them, you're startled, or a lot of time goes by when you're reading a book, you're not aware of it. It happens naturally. What we do, hypnotists do, is have you go into that trance state when we desire it. So if you allow it to happen and you're open to it, almost everybody can be hypnotized.
Now, I understand. That is so fascinating, Mark. And I also understand that you help people with smoking cessation, and I understand that weight loss can be involved. Talk to us about how what you're talking about with the mind, how this affects these people's habits.
Well, and that's exactly right. What we do at hypnosisexperience.com is teach people behavior modification. And we're not doing deep psychological work. It's not psychological therapy, or it's not going to a counselor or a PhD of that kind. It could be, but you don't need to do that for hypnosis. You need to go someplace where someone is skilled and well trained, that you trust, have good rapport, and then you allow them to do the work that you want to have done. And so you simply are giving them new tools often and a little bit of that subconscious reprogramming so that they can then meet their goals and accomplish what they desire.
So if you do this work, so you're helping someone to quit smoking or you're helping them to change a behavior, eventually is the goal for them, like you said, because it's self-inflicted. I mean, not in a good way, we can do it to ourselves. Is it something that they'll learn how to do it on their own eventually? So, and that's how the behavior stops, or does it stop by when you're working with them, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, that's really interesting because, for instance, and there's one way of doing hypnotherapy, one part of the therapy that we do, is called parts therapy. And so think of it as there's one part of you that made you a smoker and was given the job. You will be a smoker, so that way we can sit in and be cool, or for whatever the reason. Mm-hmm. So with hypnosis, we're going to go in and talk to that part. Good job. You were fantastic. Now we have an even greater job. You get to be in charge of not smoking. Woo-hoo! And so now that part has been given a new job, and all the other parts come over and slap him or her on the back and say, great job, guy. And now they're proud that they're the non-smoking part. And they're going to go out there and carry that torch, but not light any cigarettes with it, and make sure that they continue on in that tradition of keeping you healthy. And once that takes place, with some follow-up, with some anchoring, things that are cues so that you can continue as you go through your day, you'll see something, maybe the color red. Every time you see red, you'll think, I'm a non-smoker. I feel good about that. So there are a lot of different tricks and tools to use to help the person remain a non-smoker, or whatever the behavior.
That's so cool. Now, I have seen Mark do what's called stage hypnotism. He's a stage hypnotist as well. And it's incredible to have 10 people up there, and you have a huge audience watching, or maybe it's a medium-sized audience, and he'll hypnotize them. And literally, their heads will all roll to the side, and they'll be in a trance. Now, what's it like doing that, and how does that happen when there's a big audience and there's so much stimulation around?
It's number one, it's a lot of fun. And the people at a show, the people on stage, are the ones having the most fun of all, because while they're up there, we're changing personalities, changing behaviors, even changing the time. It's, you know, 1850 or 2096. So it can be whatever it is. And what's so much fun is that while they're in that state, the way of thinking of it is your imagination opens wide, and everything that's suggested becomes real for them. And the way it happens is that they're simply, truly allowing, once you build that rapport, they're just allowing themselves to follow the suggestions. And so it really becomes super fun. And anything, I mean, sometimes we'll say, you're meeting your favorite celebrity. And people rush out into the audience to their Uncle Steve, who's not a favorite celebrity or famous celebrity, and they'll be hugging and crying, and then you'll snap. Who's this? Oh, that's Steve. Snap again. Oh, my gosh, and they're crying again.
That's amazing,
and
isn't
so
it, Andrea?
It's really fun. It's really
totally.
Fun. And then we take that moment and say, and how would you like to now do something that you can actually improve your life? Well, how would you like to take this moment to make a big change? And sometimes people get excited, and that's when they call after a show, and they come up, I want to do this, I want to do that. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And people allowing themselves to be free enough and open enough to experience something amazing and find out what they're about.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's super fun. And, you know, I've always thought of myself like Andrea. I always feel like because I have the monkey mind, which I've talked about when we've done shows on meditation, and Mark knows me well, and I'm always thinking, no, I can't be hypnotized. It's not the thing where I'm skeptical. I don't believe it's true, because I do believe in it. I just believe that my brain is too wackadoodle, or such professional words here, but I think he knows what I mean.
That's a very professional term, and I'm not sure how you found that one out. That's a secret term we only use among professionals. But the idea for me is that people come in, and they'll say, my mind's too strong. I can't be hypnotized. And so I will suggest to them, you have a very strong mind, and now you can use it to allow yourself to be hypnotized. So there's a misperception out there that if you're weak-willed, not too bright, that those are the people you hypnotize. But it's really the people with the strong minds, the ability to focus, the ability to concentrate. They go in the most quickly, they go in the deepest. And so we're looking for people who are willing to just follow along and allow it to happen. You don't need to do anything to be hypnotized except allow it to happen. And so rapport building really is the cornerstone of hypnosis, the way I do my practice and on stage.
Mark, is there any research behind hypnosis? I'm guessing there's a ton of it, but what are some of the research? Are you familiar with any of the research, or have you come across any research? Does it help, you know, people relax more often? I mean, it sounds to me even more like a mantra, and I'm a huge believer in mantras, so, you know, and meditation a little bit. So it looks like it's a little bit from everything.
There's a lot of research out there. Specifically, what I've come across most recently, the NIH going back, I believe, to the 1970s. Has actually believed in and supported hypnosis for pain management. But a lot of things, unfortunately, a lot of different areas, unless there's funding, there's no big projects, no big studies, and no longitudinal and long-term studies. But hypnosis is something, again, if people are interested and they're listening and they want to get in touch with me, I'll post an audio online or I send them something and they can try for themselves. And it's amazing. I always tell people, once you listen to this audio for 11 minutes, you'll be able to relax for the rest of your life, even if you're at the DMV.
Yeah.
And that, as we know, is a very tense place.
I just want to mention the reason I know him so well, he's my brother. Okay, that was it. I just wanted to throw it out there, but he's a wonderful hypnotist. All right, Andrea, go ahead.
All right, well, Mark, thank you very much. It's definitely very interesting. Now, you mentioned before, you said the website was hypnosisexperience.com. That's where people should go and find out more about you?
Yeah, thehypnosisexperience.com. And if you want to see just fun things, abracadabrahawaii.com. You'll see a lot of hypnosis videos. It links to our YouTube site. You'll see a lot of people doing a lot of funny things.
Well, Mark, this sounds very interesting. Thank you very much for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.